From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China hit back on Wednesday at the U.S. government's plans to slap tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods, retaliating with a similar list of duties on key United States imports, and adding to fears that the world's two largest economies are heading towards a trade war. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters that the door to dialogue is open, but that the United States had missed opportunities to resolve the issue through dialogue multiple times. Earlier on Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "We are not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S., end quote. U.S. stocks fluctuated after the U.S. and China each proposed tariffs on goods exported by the other, a move that increased investors' worries about a trade dispute that could slow down global commerce. The trade tensions brewing between the top two world economies hit stock markets, with shares of industrial companies with exposure to Chinese markets such as Boeing and Caterpillar among the hardest hit. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg will testify before the U.S. House Energy Commerce Committee on April 11th. Isha Shirai has more.
Facebook has come under fire in recent weeks after it was revealed that political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica gained access to the personal data of 50 million Facebook users. That company worked for U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign. Facebook said last month that it hired forensic auditors to probe whether Cambridge Analytica still had the data. Isha Shirai, VOA News.
For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The UN